Hello.
Hello, hi, may I please speak with Mr. Rondo?
This is Ron.
Hey, Mr. Ron, this is Rachel from Rhonda's house. I am calling you, unfortunately. Your caregiver, Shante, just literally 1 minute ago just called off, and I'm going to try to find you a replacement, but I wanted to make sure that's what you wanted me to do for today, since your shift is supposed to start in 8 minutes.
I didn't understand what you just said.
Your aide, Shante.
Yeah, I heard that, but
okay. So I was going to try to find you a replacement, but they will be, you know, running. They will be late because your shift is supposed to start at 10 o'clock. So I just need to know what you would like for me to do. We could try to move it to another day, like tomorrow, or we can move it to later on in the day.
No, that won't work.
Okay.
I have appointments. I arrange for 10 to 12 on Wednesdays. And that's the way it's got to be.
Okay.
If you can't come that time, I have to find another company.
Okay. I'm just asking you if you could bear with us. I know between last week and then the aide calling off today, it doesn't look
good. I had to pay people to take out my trash.
Right. I do understand. And you sure you don't want, even if I can get someone to be there at like 11 or 10:30? Yes.
For an hour?
Yes.
If they can come at 11 for an hour, okay.
Okay. I'm going to try my best right now to get someone to come to you at least.
Thank you for calling, though. I appreciate you calling me because they didn't call.
I do apologize, yes. I'm going to make sure I reach out to you, okay?
If they don't come at 11, I don't know. I don't know.
I will definitely keep you updated as soon as someone picks it up. I'm going to try to get it out there now, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.